We're here at the Broncos team hotel, pleased to be joined with Spiro Dides. He'll be calling the game for CBS. You just got out of the production meeting with Paxton Lynch. What are your takeaways from meeting him?
You know, he's just a really calm, cool, collected kid. You know, he's very big. It's the first time I've been around him in person, and that's the thing that first strikes you when he walks into the room. But, you know, you forget he's 22 years old, and, you know, he's back in his home state getting ready for his second career start, first one on the road. I mean, I can imagine what I'd be like at 22, just a basket case getting ready for my first start. You know, his family's going to be there. His folks are making the drive from his hometown just outside Orlando. But, you know, we spent about 10-15 minutes with him, and he just seems locked in. He seems very calm, and, you know, he's just kind of looking forward to his meetings tonight and getting to bed early and getting ready to play a football game tomorrow.
I know you called the game against the Bucs earlier this season. How have you seen the Broncos change from that point to this point now?
Well, you know, the thing, I think the first quarter of the season, we all kind of looked at each other like, wow, I mean, there's no championship hangover. You know, they win their first four games, everything's rolling. You know, this kid Trevor Siemian that no one knew anything about seemingly before the season started looks like the real deal. And Elway's decision not to give Osweiler that big contract has paid real dividends. And then, you know, lo and behold, some of the issues that I think a lot of championship teams have that have just come off a Super Bowl started to, you know, rear their ugly head with this team. You know, a couple of key injuries, you know, Siemian with the shoulder. But, you know, they're right there. You know, to be 7-4, I know there are a couple out in the division. But, you know, there's a confidence with this group that you sense now being around them a couple of times this year that no matter what's happened, even after the devastation, you know, at the end of the game against Kansas City last week, they feel like they still have a shot, and they strike me as a team that's very motivated at this point.
It's a big game for the Broncos, but do you see maybe the Jags enjoying to play in a spoiler a little bit?
Of course, this is all they got at this point. You're 2-9. You're kind of playing out the string. But, you know, the one thing I think you can't overlook with Jacksonville is that their coach, Gus Bradley, say whatever you want about his, you know, some of the decisions he's made as a coach, he's a master motivator. And one thing about them, they've been in some very close games despite their record. Probably should have won in Buffalo last week against the Bills team that still has some postseason aspirations. So, you know, I think to Kubiak's credit, you know, he's told his guys, look, this is not going to be a team that lays down, and they're expecting a fight from a Jacksonville team that's got some things to play for.
Last one for me here. I know you called Lakers games for a long time. Are they back? You like what they're doing now?
Yeah. I still, you know, I live in L.A., so I, you know, I got a lot of buddies on the team, and everyone's excited. You know, until you've been in L.A. When the Lakers are going good, or any point really, you can't really grasp just how important that franchise is to that city. And so, you know, for them, 3 or 4 lean years is like the equivalent of 40 in most other cities. You know, the sky was falling for a couple of years. You know, what's wrong with the Lakers? But now everyone's excited. You know, you aren't embarrassed to wear your Laker colors anymore. So, yeah, you know, they got a good young nucleus with Brandon Ingram and some of these other kids that they have. D'Angelo Russell looks like he's coming along. I know he's hurt right now, but they feel good about the nucleus they have and where they're going.
All right. Thank you very much, Spiro. Appreciate it. Thank you.